Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 117 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, it's been quite a long time since I have done a photographer's bookshelf recommendation. Over the years on Camera Position, as the longtime listeners know, I routinely recommend or suggest great photography books for you to check out, learn from, grow with. And this one is no exception, although a lot of the books that I have recommended over the years have been what I would consider sort of the great classics of photography. And I think this one has the potential to be one of those sort of new classics, at least from my perspective. It is a book of tremendous grace and sensitivity, and I just can't put it down. The book is The Color of Hay, the subtitle, The Peasants of the Maramureș. The photographs in the book are made by Kathleen Lariah McLaughlin, and the text in the book is written by her husband, H. Woods McLaughlin. And that synergy is part of, I think, what makes the book so great. But really what for me draws me into the book is the extraordinary photography. The Maramureș is an area of Transylvania, Romania, that few people know about. Fewer people have seen and spent time in, and the McLaughlin's work, the photographs and the text, so beautifully explain this amazingly interesting cultural area. I really wanted to share this book with you and share some of the great photographs, which I'll put some of on the blog and in the Camera Position app as well. But I will also direct you to Color of Hay website, where you can not only take a look at many of the images in the book, but also order a copy for yourself. And it's one that I would really recommend having on your bookshelf, not just because of the quality of the photography, but also because of the way the book is laid out in terms of how they have assembled a book of tremendous scope, really the whole kind of year of living amongst these people who are, really interesting culture. And a really interesting isolated culture that has some trappings of the modern world, but many trappings of a world that has passed most of us by. I'd like to share with you a little section of the text of the book so you get a sense of how the book presents itself. In the northernmost county of Transylvania, Romania, lies a peaceful region known as the Maramureș. Protected valleys branch off the Mara and Iza rivers, each sheltering a series of villages tied together by tributaries that flow north from the Carpathians. Generations of peasants have molded these hillsides into a patchwork of bite-sized farming strips. While the land has always been shaped by its people, it has returned the favor by anchoring its peasants in their ancestral ways. The land demands their care, but returns its bounty, generation on generation, stretching back before history. My wife and I went to the Maramureș to experience how our European ancestors once lived. We stayed for a year with a peasant family, hoping to better understand ourselves by seeing from whence we'd come. Our lessons began and ended with the cold air of winter. I've spent a lot of time on Camera Position talking about project-based photography, looking at the idea of how a project, immersing yourself in a subject, really swimming in it, and getting to know it so well that the images sort of make themselves in some ways. And this book is a project writ large. I mean, it's really an extraordinary piece of work. And I'd really like to commend the McLaughlins on what it is that they've done. Not just making beautiful photographs and writing beautiful prose, but putting them together in a way that helped me understand something about a culture that I knew nothing about. And in much the same way that I've often talked about how a project done well kind of helps move you forward. I know from corresponding with Kathleen McLaughlin that this is a project that has enabled her to do a lot of stuff. She's had exhibitions of the work in both here in the United States as well as in Transylvania, and she's been invited to speak in a number of places about the work. So the project itself helps her get more of the project out there. So there's kind of a wonderful cycle about the way in which a great book project like this helps move the project that Kathleen wanted to do forward in really interesting and meaningful ways. So I really recommend that you get a copy of this book. It's a great book to curl up by the fire with on these colder winter nights that are coming. And I'll put a link to colorofhay.com, the Color of Hay website. I'll put a link to that both in the cameraposition.com blog as well as in the Camera Position app. And on another note, while winter is coming, the cold days of autumn are upon us and winter is on its way, I'm thinking about summer. And I'm thinking about summer in Italy and my Italy photography workshops. Nearly by the time you listen to this, on the 1st of November, I'll be releasing information about this summer's workshops to Tuscany, as well as to Puglia in the heel of Italy's boot, both in the first 2 weeks of June. And you can find more information about that at photographitaly.com. Well, thanks for joining me this week on Camera Position, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the podcast about the creative side of photography.